This is Web Talk Guys Radio, and thank you for listening and joining us today. My name is Rob Greenlee.
And back beside you again this week is Web Girl Dana, and we're both here to give you, once again, a peek into the Internet's future with the help from a few of our friends. We're heard every week on CNET Radio and right here in Seattle at KLAY, and now also from
Mazingo.net out there.
That's right.
It's basically a provider of audio and video programming to your PDA or your portable palm device or your pocket PC. So go check us out at actually MazingoMedia.com or Mazingo.net, either one. Dana, you know it's election time in America, and probably like many Americans, I've waited until the last minute to do my homework and to help me decide on who I want in office. Today we're going to find out about how PriceGrabber.com has worked out a just-in-time solution with a side-by-side comparison of candidates for governor and senator nationwide on a variety of issues.
We took all sorts of information about what states they're representing, what their background is, and what their views are on a number of key issues. So what you can do is search by a number of issues or even by age and gender and party, do a side-by-side comparison against two candidates in the same race, or sometimes it's fun to see how a candidate that maybe you're backing compares across the rest of the country.
The Webby Awards are the primo celebratory event each year to recognize outstanding web presences. Later in the show, we're talking with Webby founder and creative director Tiffany Schlein about a new spin-off event from her flagship Webby Awards. It's called the inaugural Business Awards.
A lot of people come to the Webby Awards nominees and winners to study them and see what works. And then, of course, I think with marketing dollars being tight these days, if they do get nominated, it gets attention and validation that you could never pay for, because we are an objective third party. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for companies to really not only boost morale, but have validation for the way that they run their business.
We'll also give you some tips on getting ready for holiday travel by using the Internet. We're talking to American Airlines, Rob Friedman, their director of personalized marketing for AA.com, about ways to streamline your travel plans and save money at the same time.
What do you want to do on AA.com, and how do you want it to look, and how do you want it to feel? And in the coming months, you'll see a few new features, such as the ability to check in for your flight via the web and print a boarding pass, the ability to come to the site and retrieve any reservation that you have for travel on American. Coming soon, you'll have the ability to retrieve a reservation that was made anywhere. So again, it just gives the customer a little bit more flexibility and a few more options to get the information they want.
All that ahead here on Web Talk Guys Radio.
Some news from around the net this week. Well, Gartner Research is predicting the future once again.
Yes, Gartner is saying that CPU and processing power is going to continue to double about every 18 months, and there's a 70% chance of it continuing through the year 2011. Gartner is also saying that by the year 2008, a typical desktop PC will have 4 to 8 CPUs all running at about 40 gigahertz. Each of those PCs will also have between 4 and 12 gigabytes of RAM and about 1.5 terabytes of hard drive space. And by the year 2011, CPU speeds will reach as high as 150 gigahertz with 6 terabytes of storage. That's quite a bit of power.
Why do we need all that processor power, Rob? I can't imagine.
Well, that's kind of a tough thing to really say, but I've got some ideas on what it might be used for. And one would be voice recognition and the storage of large data files like video and audio, and also to drive high-definition displays and to also operate smart software that would help you conduct business on the Internet without you being there. So there's a lot of great things that are coming.
And, of course, that just means we have to go buy the new computer every year.
Yeah, it does. One last benefit, I think, of having this computing power would be virtual vacations and virtual games that are totally immersive. And also, I think we're going to see some genetic manipulation and DNA control.
Rob, we got an email this week from a listener in Bucharest, Romania. Codrat Tarcanu emailed us to say he'd been listening to us for about a month and downloaded a whole bunch of MP3s of our show, and he subscribed to our newsletter. Codrat said, "I'm so excited about you that I even mentioned you in my e-zine, bizmarketingsecrets.com." He wants to hear some interviews with web marketers and small business owners. And he has a favor to ask. He said, could you mention my email in your show and pronounce my name? Cutterat Tarkanu. I'm rather curious to hear how it sounds in the English language.
We probably slaughtered it, but we tried.
Sorry, Cutterat. And he also asks another favor, if we could insert the entire articles that we do, weekly articles, in our newsletter. Right now we just do a paragraph. He prefers to read them in his Outlook folder rather than going online.
Thanks, Cotterit. Go check out our web.guys.com site and listen to our conversation with James Madouk, author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and that should give you some great tips from a great and successful web marketer. And we will probably just excerpt a paragraph from our weekly articles in our newsletter, and we don't want to include the full article because it would just be too big for a person to download into their email box. But what you could do is just go to our website and cut and paste the article from our site into a body of an email, and you can just save it to your Outlook folder, and that should solve your dilemma. Now stay connected to find out how you can do some quick and easy homework to prepare for next week's national elections in America. We're going to be speaking with Pam Swartwood of PriceGrabber.com about their Vote 2002 comparison search tool. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
This is an Online Minute with Trey Hickman. He's president and founder of Nextology. Today we're talking about online content management made easy. Trey, how is Nextology making this possible?
Our online content management applications, such as Quick Editor, allow people, regardless of technical ability, to get involved in authoring, editing, and posting to the web.
Well, what about coding or HTML?
Nextology leaves the code in the design process, where it belongs. You can author and publish text, hyperlink, add graphics, and formatting in seconds without any coding.
Does a website need to be designed by Nextology to be edited with Quick Editor?
Not at all. Quick Editor retrofits any existing design, or it could be the foundation for brand new site development.
So it doesn't matter where it's hosted or who designed it?
That's exactly right, Dana. Say you're a developer. All of our web-based tools integrate seamlessly with your existing code and allow your clients the benefit of online content management.
Ah, thank you, Trey. Well, for more information about Quick Editor, visit www.nextology.com, where you can also sign up for Nextology's free monthly newsletter, Content Strategy News. For easy and affordable online content management, check out Nextology.
Get your dot-com drama right here, right now on the Web Talk Guys World Radio Show.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio, and thank you for listening and joining us today. My name is Rob Greenlee.
And I'm Web Girl Dana. Well, say, if you've missed all those TV ads and those candidate signs that are up and down the road, then you should know it's election time in America. And probably like most Americans, I've waited until the very last minute to do my homework to help me decide who I want in office.
But that's okay, because we came across a website that's doing a terrific job in getting us up to speed on the political candidates in America. PriceGrabber.com is the place, and it is a comparison shopping website, the kind where you can do a search on a product and get results that list all of the online places to buy different types of products and services, and showing side-by-side comparisons on price and shipping. PriceGrabber.com now has a cool search feature that allows voters to compare candidates for governor and senator on a variety of issues.
We have Pam Swartwood on the phone with us. She's the communications manager at PriceGrabber.com. She's here to talk to us about Vote 2002, that new comparison search tool. Pam, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, why don't you give us a rundown on what you can find at this PriceGrabber Vote page and what you guys are doing that's so unique here?
Well, what we did is we created a tab off of our PriceGrabber.com website that's devoted to the 2002 elections coming up on November 5th. Mm-hmm. We have information on candidates for both the U.S. Senate and for state governor races. I think it's 70 races altogether that we're covering, and we have information on 183 candidates.
So what kind of categories are you offering to search by? Now, you can compare these folks, right?
That's right. We took all sorts of information about what states they're representing, what their background is, and what their views are on a number of key issues. So what you can do is search by a number of issues or even by age and gender and party and do a side-by-side comparison against two candidates in the same race. Or sometimes it's fun to see how a candidate that maybe you're backing compares across the rest of the country.
You know, I found a wonderful category that you have on there, and that's money spent on the campaign. Tell us about some of those categories and that one in particular.
Oh, yeah, that's very interesting information to find out how much these candidates have raised and how much that they're spending on these campaigns.
there's a few campaigns that are spending a ton of money, very expensive campaigns, California being one of them. We got this information from a number of sources on the Internet, and I think it's very interesting to be able to see how much people are spending in the race.
Let's take for an example the one with the California governor race.
Sure.
Since you're based in California, and actually you show more than just the Democrat and the Republican candidate. You have the Green Party, et cetera.
That's right.
But Gray Davis and Bill Simon. An interesting comparison. I don't know if you have some of that off the top of your head. I'm looking at the website right now.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's a close race. If you're in California, it's all you hear about on the news right now. We do include, as you noted, a number of candidates outside of, you know, Democrat and Republican parties. We don't have all of them. Some of them are a little bit tough to research. But what you can do is you can actually, if you do a search for California on the Vote 2002 site, you can click on both of them, look at them side by side, and you'll see, for instance, Gray Davis is 60 years old, Bill Simon is 50. You can look at how much money they've spent, and these are huge numbers. Gray Davis has raised over $23 million, and Bill Simon has raised over almost $27 million.
I think it's interesting, one of your categories is how they stand on the Iraq invasion.
Yeah, that's right. We tried to find quotes from the candidates, either from their own election campaign websites or within the news media, of what they think we should be doing or shouldn't be doing.
One thing that's really fascinating about your listing here is that the candidates by key issue, there's like a yes or an unknown. It seems like a lot of them are unknown. Did you guys have a hard time finding out the position that a lot of these politicians have on some of these issues?
Actually, we did. We thought coming up with the content was going to be the easy part with the web being out there. But it turns out a lot of politicians just won't say.
They don't want to be pinned down. Is that what you're saying?
We found a lot of that, even off of a campaign website. We spent about a week collecting content to put this together. And we have a couple people who are still trying to plug in holes as we draw nearer to the election. We're at the point now where we're actually calling the campaign offices for some of these candidates and just, you know, trying to do an interview or get someone on the phone to commit one way or another.
Oh, fascinating. And tell me, what kind of reaction you're getting? And even when you don't call them, are you getting some people's reaction like, change that, don't list that?
I'm waiting to get that phone call. I every day when I listen to my voicemail, I just wait for to get a phone call from someone saying, you've got it wrong. But so far, that hasn't happened yet.
Have you heard some positive feedback from anybody in the actual campaigns?
Not in the campaign, but our customer base, the visitors coming to our site. We've had a few emails come in already saying, thank you, this is so great, this is very helpful. And that's what we want to see. We're expecting the traffic is going to start peaking rapidly as this week ends and the election draws near.
Do you track the visitor traffic to your site?
Yeah, we sure do.
Can you share that?
Of course. We've got, over the first couple days, about 10,000 people coming in and doing searches.
Wow.
And that compares pretty favorably. The last time we did this was in 2000. We actually did a side-by-side comparison of the 2000 presidential candidates. And the traffic there, we were a much smaller company then. The traffic there, it topped out at about 6,000 a day.
Oh, that's great.
So already we're seeing a significant increase from that. And as more people find out about it, more people tell their friends about it, I think the traffic's going to go up significantly.
Do you see yourselves moving into more local races eventually with this?
Well, we talked about doing the House of Representatives, but that was an awful lot of research for an awful
imagine.
Lot of candidates. So maybe in 2004 we'll be able to expand.
Yeah, I can certainly see this being very popular.
Yeah, well, it fits in very well with what our main business is, which is shopping comparison.
Yeah.
We have a lot of back-engine stuff that lets people research and compare products against each other. So once we had the content, we could just put it into the engine that we already have for products. And in some ways, a politician kind of is a product.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a little bit more of an important decision than, you know, what kind of, you know, optical mouse you're going to buy. But really, the format for serving up this information and being able to search by different filters and criteria, that all of that's already in the back end of our website. So it was just a kind of tweak on the sort of information that we plugged into it.
Is there a way to find out how people are searching that site in the sense that are they particularly trying to search by gun control issues or how they feel on abortion?
Well, we haven't went so far as to track that yet.
What's next for this with you guys?
Well, we've done things like this when it's topical a few different times. As I mentioned, we did do something for the presidential election in 2000. We also we did something similar for March Madness, the big college basketball tournament that happens in March of every year, where we took all the statistics from the 64 college teams that were going to be playing in the finals and let people search through various criteria to figure out who they thought was going to win. The back-end engine allows us to, you know, anytime that you've got content where you want to compare things against each other, we can plug it in. We might do something like this again in the future. Obviously, 2004, I'm sure we'll be doing something again. It'll be the third annual at that point.
How long will the Vote 2002 tab remain up even after the elections?
That has not been determined yet. We'll probably keep it up maybe for a week or so afterwards, just out of, you know, people can come back out of curiosity and maybe once they find out who won, read up a little bit on that candidate who's now going to be either their senator or their governor.
Well, Pam, you already touched on this a little bit about what the real mission of PriceGrabber.com has been for the rest of the year. Yahoo Internet Life named PriceGrabber.com the best shopping comparison site. I tend to agree because it's very addictive on your site, even if you're not wanting to buy something right away. You know, just
you know, that's so true. And my first 2 months at work, I'd play on the site all day. It was terrible.
You never get anything done, right?
It was just so much fun. There's so much information there. We've got 9 categories of products and about 2 million different items listed. And what you can do is you can read all about products. You can find out how popular they are. You can compare them against each other. Like you could take 2 digital cameras and look at all the similarities and differences between 2 of them. You can read reviews that people have written. And that's even before you get to the shopping part of it.
So how does PriceGrabber.com make the money off of recommending certain sites?
In most cases, what we do is we actually get referral fees. So once you're in our site and you're looking at a product and you decide who you want to buy it from, when you click on the shop button, it will take you immediately into that online store. And we do get a referral fee, though not a commission. So we don't always know if the sale's completed or not.
So you have specific relationships with other online retailers that enable you to have those kind of transactions?
That's right. We actually work with about 400 different online stores. We work pretty closely with them in order to maintain the highest level of accuracy we can on our site. What they do is they provide us a feed that has the products that they are selling, whether or not they're in stock and how they're pricing them, including shipping and tax costs. So that we can update that into our site. And we update the site 4 times a day. So it's very current in terms of what that price is and is it available.
Great, Pam. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It was great to hear about your PriceGrabber.com Vote 2002 comparison site out there. And actually, PriceGrabber.com is a great resource for the holidays coming up, too.
Yes, it is. So
yes.
I encourage everyone to check out the site before November 5th so you can make an informed voting decision. And then you might want to come back in November before Christmas.
Sounds like a terrific idea. We've been speaking with Pamela Swartwood from PriceGrabber.com. Pam, thanks for joining us again, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, take care.
You know, Rob and I have been doing this show every week for almost 4 years. Wow. And we've seen a lot of changes on the internet and the web over the years. And really, the trends we see, I think you guys are plugged in very well to that, and you let us know. And we want to continue to ask you to let us know what the trends are out there so that we can represent all of you and what you hear, and we can all learn from each other. Remember that you can email either one of us at any time, robg@webtalkguys.com and dana@webtalkguys.com.
Now stay connected for a special conversation with Tiffany Schlein, the founder and creative director of the Webby Awards, and she's got a great announcement for all of us. You don't want to miss that. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
It's really freaking me out, man.
This is an Online Minute with Trey Hickman. He's president and founder of Nextology. Today we're discussing online catalogs. Nextology has developed a software called Next Inventory. Trey, why don't you tell us a little bit about this application?
Sure. Next Inventory is a web-based catalog management system. It doesn't require any technical expertise other than knowing how to get on the internet.
Who is the best candidate for Next Inventory?
Well, it was designed for business owners who need to constantly update products that are displayed online, but who don't necessarily have the budget for a full-time IT staff.
Tell us a little bit about the tool's capabilities.
Well, Next Inventory allows you to add, edit, delete unlimited product information in real time without programming. And Next Inventory provides built-in search functionality.
So is this an e-commerce system?
Well, this is an important distinction. Next Inventory can just manage an online catalog, or it can easily integrate into an online credit card processing system for optional e-commerce capabilities.
Thank you, Trey. For more information about Nextology's solutions for online content management, call them at area code 312-644-0059 or visit them online at www.nextology.com.
The Web Talk Guys, here and now.
You're back with the Web Talk Guys radio show, and thank you for listening. My name is Rob Greenlee.
And I'm Web Girl Dana. Since its inception in 1996, the Webby Awards has been handing out honors for web presences, and everyone is coveting that glass statuette that they give, and it's on display in the lobbies of some of the top sites around the world. Next year, the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences will expand its scope to the global marketplace by launching a second awards program, and it's called the Webby Business Awards.
The business awards are going to pat the back of those companies using the web most effectively as a business tool and set the standards for the best in business on the web. We've invited Tiffany Schlein, the founder and creative director of the Webby Awards, to give us the scoop on her new event. Tiffany, thank you for joining us again on the show.
Sure, I love coming on your show.
Great. Hey, it's definitely great to hear that the Webbies are back again for another year and even adding a new Webby business event this year.
Yeah, we're adding a whole second award show.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, last year there was some speculation that I heard that the sixth event may have been the Webby's last. Is there any speculation on your part? Why do you think that was said?
Actually, I didn't hear that, but I can only imagine that there's been so many kind of death watches on the whole industry.
Exactly.
A lot of people were saying the web was dead, which was just the biggest joke in the world because, as we all know, more people are going online every day. So I think it must have been the same skepticism of just the whole internet industry, which
yeah.
I'm so glad we're proving them all wrong
exactly.
Every year.
Definitely.
If I always kind of think if I had a nickel for every person from the time I started the Webbies when no one knew what the web was and I said this is going to be a huge medium, if I had a nickel for every person that said, oh, no, it's not, then I really would be an internet millionaire.
Exactly. Well, has the climate with the web and the internet changed at all in the past year,
do you
think?
Of course. I mean, I think that's been the most exciting and challenging part of just running a business in the last 7 years is just so much change has happened. But what's been really interesting for us to see is when we started the Webbies, it was this fringe medium and just a few people on it. And then there was all of this hype around the web. So there was all this money being invested into the companies, but there wasn't a huge audience online. And then the huge audience came online.
That's right. Now we're here.
And then the internet crash happened.
Yeah.
But then the real crash of 9/11 happened, and everyone was still online. They all had their internet accounts, and they all finally used the web for everything that had been promised during the boom. So now what you have are the companies, the businesses online that remain are doing something right, and they have a huge base of customers, over 500 million people, who are using the web. So I think it's a really interesting time right now.
So are you getting a lot of applications?
Yeah, we get. Last year, we had an increase of 20% of entries from more different places. You know, we had entries from over 37 countries and 44 states. So we're seeing
that's terrific.
It's distributed more from different places. We had an increase in entries. And then this year, we really have had a strong demand from small businesses, large businesses saying, you know, we want to know the best practices online. So this is why we did a second award show. So this is the flagship Webbies, which is accepting entries right now. And that's the 30 categories ranging from activism, education, film, sports, music, the whole lot. And then we have the Webby Business Awards, which really focuses on best practices online. So it's very specific to business. And the sites are rated on success in business goals.
Well, this is very exciting with the new Webby Business event. Tell us the specific categories you're looking for.
Sure. We have automotive, creative services, financial services, food and beverage, healthcare and pharmaceuticals, information technology, marketing and communications, media and entertainment, professional services, retail, technical services, telecommunications, travel and tourism. And then we have a Good Deeds Award, which will be given to a company that's doing nonprofit work for important causes.
That's good. That could be a crossover category as well,
yes.
Though.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have, you know, the 30 categories in the flagship Webby Awards. So for the flagship Webbies, there's tons of people entering right now. And, of course, we just announced the Webby Business Awards. So people are just starting to enter those. And it's really great to see the response from the business community on those.
Do you have a date for the new awards?
We're going to announce that shortly, and we're very excited about the announcement we're going to make, which I think is going to be a big announcement on who our partner is and where we're going to do it. And then the flagship Webbies is going to be in San Francisco on May 15th, and we will shortly be announcing where that's going to be in 2003. So, you know, things are going really, really well as the community and the web continues to get new converts and new people that are using the web more and more for their everyday life.
Do you see the event being a little larger this year than what it was last year?
Well, we expanded into two separate award shows. So instead of making one kind of bigger and a long award show, which I know everyone hates, we broke it into, we added a second award show. So when you say big, it's big in the sense we added a second award show. Mm-hmm. But as far as scale of the individual events, we never want them to get too big, you know, because then you lose kind of the Webby essence, which is the community and honoring the industry and a crowd of people that people know. And so we want to maintain that essence of the Webby Awards.
We have Tiffany Schlein on the phone. Tiffany's the founder and creative director of the Webby Awards, the awards that are handed out to the best on the internet. More with Tiffany and her new business Webby Awards in just a moment. This is Web Talk Guys Radio. I've been a bad, bad
girl. Web Talk Radio is back. I'm Rob Greenlee, and I'm here with Web Girl Dana.
And we're having a conversation with Tiffany Schlein. Tiffany's the founder of the Webby Awards and the brand new for 2003 Business Awards. I thought that it was very entertaining to watch the video you have of this year's Webbies, and you can get that at your site as well as the audio. It seemed very intimate, and I like that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I started the Webby Awards, I never liked award shows, and I always felt like we were doing the anti-award show by having acceptance speeches be five words or less and really create an environment of not, you know, who's who, and but really of a community environment. And last year, after the turbulent and difficult year that everyone had, it was really important to have an intimate, almost a symposium on what was going on. So it was actually my favorite year.
That's
so
good.
Far.
In regards to the business awards, and I know we may be jumping the gun a little bit because the official announcement is coming, but what will the judging criteria be? Maybe you can give some pointers out now.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked. So for the flagship Webbies, there's five criteria: content, design, interactivity, functionality, and overall experience. And then with the Webby Business Awards, they'll still have those five criteria, but then we're adding on to that real kind of data. So we will ask people goals they set out to do, did they accomplish them, and kind of backup material. So it's similar to the flagship Webbies, except we're adding business objectives onto that.
Are you asking for numbers, financial numbers?
Some, of course, they'll all be confidential.
Oh, that's good.
And I think that's another reason why we feel like this was important, is the whole issue of trust online and barometers for trust and integrity on all companies has been such a question. And what kind of stamps of approval can people look to with businesses? And that's one of the things we hope to do, is help set standards for how businesses should conduct themselves online.
Will you be presenting any special awards this year?
We have listed most of the awards that we're accepting entries into.
Why don't you tell us kind of how a company can get their name and get their site into your judging criteria?
Sure. So what a business can do is go to webbyawards.com, and you'll see the flagship Webbies, and then you'll see the Webby Business Awards. And what you'll do is you'll go down there and you'll download information on what you need to apply. So then you'll go back to your company and gather the information and then officially enter. And so I think what we're going to see is, when people start entering, but we're already receiving entries, there's obviously a big interest in this, but people do need to collect more information. And then, of course, I think with marketing dollars being tight these days, if they do get nominated, it gets attention and validation and that you could never pay for, because we are an objective third party. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for companies to really not only boost morale, but have validation for the way that they run their business.
Why don't you run through for us what some of the deadlines are for application?
Sure. For the final deadline for the flagship Webby Awards, which is now in its seventh year, is going to be the end of December. And then the final deadline for the Webby Business Awards is January 31st. a lot of people are entering right now, and then we're going to get a big rush in December and a big rush in January for the Business Awards. And then we'll be announcing nominees mid-March for the Webby Awards, and we'll have the 7th Annual Webby Awards May 15, 2003 in San Francisco, and we'll be having the Webby Business Awards in the fall of 2003.
Tiffany, I think a lot of people like myself use this sort of the nominated list and the winner list to sort of help inspire us, you know, when we're creating websites or we're trying to do the right thing. What are some interesting stories you've maybe have heard from about how your list is used?
Well, a lot of people come to the Webby Awards nominees and winners to study them because they might be building a site or redesigning their site. And they come to the Webby Awards, and let's say they're doing a new travel site, and they'll look up the 5 best travel or maybe the one that won in the Webby Award, and they'll study them and see what works. So we get schools, students, businesses relaunching their website or starting a website. And a lot of people, you know, use our homepage as their homepage, as their bookmark, because we pre-filter the best sites for people in all categories.
Well, speaking of the website, give us the website URL and also some interesting things that we can find on there that our listeners can check out.
Sure. It's webbyawards.com, W-E-B-B-Y, awards.com, one word, plural. And you can read all the nominees and winners from this year and past years. You can read people's five-word acceptance speeches. You can read some wonderful thoughts about the industry and where the web is going by such great visionaries as Stuart Brand and other people that we've had speak at the Webby Awards. And then we have a monthly newsletter called the 011 that people can sign up for, so they'll be reminded of deadlines and told when Maya and I, my business partner, we lecture a lot about best practices of the web. So you can just stay updated. So it's a great place to go to sign up for that, too.
That's good.
Tiffany, thank you for joining us on the show again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Tiffany Schlein, who is the founder and creative director for the Webby Awards and is now rolling out a new Webby Business Awards. So definitely go check them out at webbyawards.com or at the Academy website that they have that actually does all the judging at www.iadas.net. Tiffany, thanks, and have a great weekend.
Great. You too.
Okay.
Now stay connected, because on the other side, we'll be delving into the world of holiday travel and how you can save time and money by booking online. We'll be joined by Rob Friedman. He's the Director of Personalized Marketing for American Airlines and their website at AA.com. This is Web Talk Guys Radio. The Web Talk Guys are thrilled to be your radio hosts, but we'd also be thrilled to host your website, too. The WebTalk Guys website hosting service combines a high-speed, dedicated internet connection and the marketing power of a link from the show's website to help you. We offer all the standard hosting stuff for a very low, limited-time hosting price of only $10 a month for the first 3 months. To learn more, go to WebTalkGuys.com and click on Web Services or email info@WebTalkGuys.com. You can reach us by calling area code 253-640-0164. WebTalk Guys, not just your radio hosts, but also your total hosting solution.
And now, the Internet's future, the Web Talk Guys.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio, and thank you for listening. My name is Rob Greenlee.
And I'm Web Girl Dana. Well, it's almost time again to book your holiday travel, using the Internet, of course.
You can really save some money by booking your flights online and get other services by booking online as well. We have Rob Friedman, Director of Personalized Marketing for American Airlines at AA.com, on the phone to give us some great travel tips and ways to streamline travel plans this holiday season. Rob, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you, Rob.
You've got a very unique title as the Director of Personalized Marketing. Is that something new to the American Airlines team?
Yes, it is. It is a new title to American Airlines. As the Director of Personalized Marketing, my responsibilities cover a wide spectrum, including AA.com marketing, as well as our publishing and content staff, in addition to AA.com customer service, and then our overall customer relationship management effort for the corporation.
Why is that unique as far as in your position? Are you really trying to work a lot of personalization with the website?
Primary objective is personalization via the website, delivering the most personal experience possible to the customers that use the website, as well as at other customer touch points throughout American Airlines.
Mm-hmm. So is that a growing need out there that you're seeing with your site to have that personalized aspects to it? What does that involve?
Absolutely. Personalization is a critical component for AA.com as we seek to deliver the most relevant user experience to all of our customers in a unique and individualized experience. And that's really the focus for personalization, is to deliver the most relevant content, news, information, and offers to each customer that comes to AA.com.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your domain name that you have, AA.com. Could you give us a little story on how you guys got that?
We started out with AmericanAir.com and then decided that we needed to make it as short and sweet as possible. And so we secured the domain name AA.com. Easy to remember.
Yeah, it is.
Top of mind for a lot of our customers.
Yeah, that's for sure. Short and sweet. That's what,
short and
that's
sweet.
What's great on the web.
Yes.
What percentage of your customers right now are using your site to actually book tickets right now? And what, I mean, are you guys seeing that growing a lot?
We don't divulge specific information related to AA.com volume.
Sure.
But overall, in 2001, we booked over $2 billion in revenue for all of our websites, or all of the distribution sites that have American Airlines product. As well, AA.com revenue grew 90% year over year in 2001, and we're expecting another big year in 2002. Matter of fact, 5 of our top 10 booking days ever have occurred in the last 3 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. Obviously, with a lot of other .coms out there selling tickets online, are you guys seeing a significant amount of your volume going to, you know, like a discount online website out there? Or are you guys seeing a lot of people go back to AA and just go direct to airlines?
Our revenue has never been stronger. A lot of our customers are continuing to find the convenience and benefits of AA.com beneficial, because the site's not just about booking travel, it's also about all of the other features that we offer, including the ability to manage your AAdvantage account, the ability to sign up for a product we call Flight Status Notification, which delivers proactive notification of the status of your flight, one of a variety of different mechanisms, your cell phone, your email, PDA, etc., to let you know about the status of your flight. So we think that all of the benefits that customers can derive on AA.com, keep bringing them back, and the benefits are there. So that they see a lot of a benefit from visiting AA.com as opposed to some of the other travel websites.
Wow, Rob, that's terrific. That you mean on my PDA, I can just see if the flight's going to be late. I don't have to go and find that big overhead screen and crane my neck up.
Exactly. The PDA will show you if there's been a gate change, baggage claim location, and any time changes as well.
That's right. I don't want to just immediately say that all American Airlines are late or something. But
no,
sure,
not at all. Not at all. We've never had a better on-time performance than in the recent months.
Well, and that's interesting, because you just said that in the last few weeks you've had, you know, a huge increase. Is that just part of the incremental increase, or did something? Are people making plans for the holidays?
A lot of people are starting to make plans for the holidays, and I would encourage everyone to make plans as early as possible, because the holiday time, obviously, flights are very full. In addition, we think that the added benefits and features that we've added recently to the site have also encouraged customers to come to the site and check those things out. And while they're there, they make bookings. We added the ability to book AAdvantage awards recently for domestic travel, and that's been a very popular feature.
Explain that a little bit.
Customers can come to the site and book our most popular domestic awards. That's for travel within the U.S., Canada, and Alaska, utilizing their AAdvantage miles. Before, the only way you could book that travel was to call our reservations number, and now we give customers another option.
So what kind of deals are you guys offering off your website? Are those prices that you can get elsewhere? I mean, if a person were to phone in a ticket order, would they get the same price as if they just went to the website?
One of our most popular features are our web-only fares, and those we communicate via a couple of different ways. The first is through a weekly NetSavers email. The customers come to the site, opt in to receive weekly email updates regarding our NetSaver weekend fares. And then there's an entirely different section of the website called NetSavers and Special Offers, which lists all of our special web-only fares that are available. And customers can either access that page, or they can go to what's called NetSaver Alerts in the My Account section, where they can sign up to receive homepage alerts on up to 30 different markets that they're interested in traveling to. So every time they come back to the site, if there's a fare sale in those markets, it shows up on their homepage.
Without a doubt, the web has just made travelers' lives real easy, and I'm sure it's made ticket agents and, you know, the phone operators' lives a little easier, too, because a lot of it's do-it-yourself. But, you know, for some reason, I'm worried about the travel agent industry. How do they feel about the regular Joe being able to book their vacations online?
I can't speak for the travel agents, but for our customers, they find a tremendous amount of convenience in the ability to come to the website and complete a variety of different transactions, be it managing their Advantage account, which is something that their travel agent doesn't necessarily do for them, mm-hmm. or booking their air, car, and hotel, or signing up for something like flight status notification. So there's a variety of different features that our customers utilize and find very convenient and easy to use.
You mentioned earlier, in answer to one of the questions, that there are several AA.com distributor websites. What is that, and what are they?
Those are other travel websites that distribute American Airlines fares. This would be like an Orbitz or an
okay.
Expedia. Right,
yeah.
that also display American Airlines fares. Just as AA.com will show flight schedules and fares for other airlines, we also offer the ability for customers who choose to see other flight schedules and other fares for other airlines, customers can come to AA.com and see those as well.
That's very brave. Why did you decide to offer the competition as well?
Based on some customer feedback, some customers like the ability to compare the fares at AA.com, and so for customers who choose to do that, we offer that flexibility. And that's generally how the entire site has been built, is based upon customer input.
Okay.
And we relaunched the site in April, and that was based on customer feedback that we received in 10 different focus groups around the country. We went to our customers and asked them, what do you want to do on AA.com, and how do you want it to look, and how do you want it to feel? And the new site was a result of those discussions.
So how is the online booking experience different, and what are people expecting of the online experience, and also what are people doing that's different than what they did in the past?
Our customers are expecting ease and convenience and a more personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Ease and in the ability to find the flights that they're looking for, the ease in finding the fares that they're looking for, convenience and the capability to, again, book flights, but also complete a variety of other transactions. We allow customers to purchase upgrades online if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to check their Advantage account or sign up for flight status notification. Also to sign up for some of our various email products. And in terms of a more personal experience, we offer the ability through My Account to personalize your web experience by telling mm-hmm. us a little bit about yourself, some of your favorite destinations, your companion traveler information, your credit card information. Again, to make the experience more personal and also to make it easier, because all of that information is pre-populated when you do make a booking on AA.com.
Let's kind of put on our futures hat a little bit and think about, you know, where all this is going if we look out into the future of people booking travel and travel plans and things. What do you see as far as changes that are happening within the industry right now that we're going to see come to the website or help people make plans to travel in the future?
Sure, absolutely. Again, based on customer feedback, we continually evaluate their input and their ideas about new features that we should add to the site. And in the coming months, you'll see a few new features,
mm-hmm.
such as the ability to check in for your flight via the web and print a boarding pass, the ability to come to the site and retrieve any reservation that you have for travel on American. Right now, we offer the ability to retrieve a reservation that was made on AA.com, but coming soon, you'll have the ability to retrieve a reservation that was made anywhere. So again, it just gives wow. the customer a little bit more flexibility and a few more options to get the information they want.
Now, if only you could make a cut of the sales that maybe were picked up by another carrier. It's only fair.
And another feature that we're adding is expanded award booking capabilities. Right now, we offer domestic trips only, but that will soon be expanded to include international as well.
Oh, terrific. Bonus miles have sure been kind of a hot topic lately with online travelers. And what are you guys doing with your bonus miles that's unique?
Each customer that makes a round-trip booking on AA.com earns 1,000 bonus miles. And that's proven to be an extremely popular feature with all of our customers. In addition, we encourage our customers to use some of our other self-service features, like our self-service check-in. And now through December 31st, customers that use our self-service check-in for the first time at airports earn 500 bonus miles. And then another great way to earn bonus miles is by accessing the My Account feature on AA.com, and opting in to receive eSummary, which is an electronic form of the Advantage Summary, and customers earn 1,000 miles by opting in for that email product from now through December 31st.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
We're having a conversation with Rob Friedman. He's the Director of Personalized Marketing for AA.com, otherwise known as American Airlines. More in a moment with Rob. This is Web Talk Guys Radio. Without you.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio. I'm Rob Greenlee, and that's Dana on the other mic.
We have Rob Friedman on the line. Rob is Director of Personalized Marketing for American Airlines at AA.com. He's giving us some tips to help us plan our holiday travels online.
Well, so the online booking process, how has that been having an impact on security? Is online booking a risk?
Online booking is completely secure.
Mm-hmm.
Online customers go through the exact same security procedures that non-online customers go through.
So are you guys doing ticketless travel, or is it still a paper-based process when they actually get to the airport?
It's actually a ticketless-based product.
Okay.
Customers still have the option to receive a paper ticket in some cases, but generally they pay a fee for that option. So we encourage customers that are eligible for e-tickets to accept those tickets because they are the most convenient way to travel. And they also offer the most flexibility with some of our other functions and features like our curbside check-in and our self-service check-in. Self-service is only applicable to someone who is ticketed on an electronic ticket.
For those of our listeners that maybe not in front of their computers right now, they're driving in their car listening to you, why don't you give them a little visual tour of the website and some areas that you want to particularly point out that you haven't already, and maybe throw in a deal or two that's going on right now.
The best place to start would be the AA.com homepage, which again was designed by our customers for our customers. It was relaunched in April of this year, and it effectively contains four or five different key parts, the first of which being NetSaver Alerts. That is where each customer can customize, again, up to 30 city pairs that they're interested in seeing if that market goes on sale. Each time that customer comes to the site, they see those cities listed in the sale fare that's applicable. Below that is A, news and information. Once again, is based on each customer's unique needs and their preferences.
Mm-hmm.
That shares news, information, and offers that are of interest to that customer. A little bit below that is an email subscriptions box where a customer can click and then sign up for one of our four email products. Homepage also includes the capability to make a reservation directly from the homepage, check gates, times, and status, as well as a quick view of their Advantage miles. Off to the far left is our easy navigation. Navigation was completely redesigned as part of the relaunch, and essentially the goal there was to make sure that almost all information was just one click away from the homepage. So flyout menus display all the various sections of the site so that customers can navigate their way easily through the site. And along the top of the homepage are all the reference guides, such as the ability to search. FAQs are available on every page of the site. And then the Contact AA link links you to a page where it shows you phone numbers and email addresses for some of the various departments throughout America that you may be interested in contacting. And finally, the My Account link is at the top also, where you can click and then be taken to a tabular format where you can tell us about your travel preferences.
Wow. It certainly looks like you guys have spent a lot of time and effort trying to design your site so it's easy for people to use your site. Have you guys gone through a huge process to to evaluate that?
Yes. We have put our site through rigorous usability labs.
Mm-hmm.
And the most rigorous users are our customers.
You bet.
And so we bring in customers periodically and ask them to tell us about what they find most usable about the site or not usable about the site. We do a variety of different testing mechanisms on the content in terms of the verbiage and the navigation and what they understand or what they think may be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on that feedback, we feed that into our development process so that their feedback is directly reflected on the website design. And we find that input invaluable.
What are some of the key things that you guys have identified through that process that have helped you streamline the site?
Our customers have identified a couple of things. One, intuitive navigation, the ability to find the information that they're looking for quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the ability to complete transactions easily. We take customers through the booking process in an easy five-step process, which is intuitive, and we also take them through a breadcrumb process so they can see where they're at in the process. And then three, just overall look and feel. Does it look nice? Is it easily read? And is it attractive to look at?
It certainly looks like you guys have done your studies on using just the proper amount of words and being very clear with your text in the descriptions. I know that was one of the big things that some of the usability experts that we've had on said is, like, you know, take out half of the amount of words that you that you have in your site and you'll be clearer. And it looks like you guys have done a good job of that.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. And making it clear, things like reservations, that this directs customers very easily and intuitively to the information they're trying to find.
Well, Rob, it was great having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Rob Friedman, who's the Director of Personalized Marketing for the American Airlines Group at AA.com. Rob, you have a great weekend.
You too, Rob.
Thanks.
Bye.
This is Web.Guys Radio.
And I'm Webgirl Dana.
And my name is Rob Greenlee, and we hope to have you back with us again next week. I'll see you around the net.
Thank you for downloading the Web Talk Guys. Bookmark us now for next week. Same Web Talk Guys time, same Web Talk Guys channel.